She is small, friendly, moving silently about, existing out of nothing but one big smile. Even her quick anger sometimes is soundless. Though the dog's house in the garden of the safe white house where I stay is made of better materials than the shack in which she lives. Her story of courage and misery is told to me not by herself. Her English is not good enough. When she passes me by, her hand caresses my back. "You are so kind," she says. And every time again, I'm hit by that strange feeling of shame deep down inside of me.